You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Friday the 16th of November, and it promises to be a fantastic day on Racing Radio because it's the first day of the Cheltenham November meeting. I'm looking forward to that, and you can join James Millman, Ross Brierley and Tom Morley for coverage of all the days racing from Cheltenham, of course, from elsewhere. In addition to that, here on the podcast though, my name's John Gibby and Chris Pimlott is with me. Hello, Pimmers.
Good afternoon, Johnny Gibby. Good to be on your team, buddy. And looking forward to the next 3 days at Cheltenham. For me now, the National Hunt season is swinging into top gear. And we've had a little bit of rain of late, which has given us a little bit more perfect jumping ground. So all roads now going forwards and upwards for the National Hunt season.
I thought as a proud Northern man, the Charlie Hall would very much have been your idea at the beginning of the National Hunt season.
Well, it was, but we had to race it on a ground that was more than likely quicker than a lot of the horses wanted, really, wasn't it? And so, for me, it wasn't a Charlie Hall to savour. But I suppose if your connections have definitely read, then you wouldn't mind. 68 grand in the pot, not to be sniffed at.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, well, we had a Grade 2 over in Ireland on Thursday, the Clonmel Oil Chase, and this was sort of shaped up as a bit of a match between Ken Boy and Alfred Azobo. Willie Mullins against Gordon Elliott, of course, setting us up for one of the key battles that's likely to be fought throughout the National Hunt season. Ken Boy did end up coming up on top. And were you impressed by the performance from the winner there, Pimmers?
Well, I think we're going to see Gordon Elliott and Willie Mullins head-to-head for an awful long time this coming season. Again, of the five runners, three from Elliott, one from Mullins and one from another. I'm not so sure how appealing that is to many people, but anyway, there's nothing we can do about that. We can't change it. That's the nature of the beast. I thought Ken Boy's performance was good. He jumped very well. He travelled nicely. He just followed Alpha de Bodo round. Two out, he made a nice jump. At the last, he absolutely winged it. And then that put the race to bed for him. Whether it told us a great deal, I'm not so sure. Other than Ken Boy's a nice improving six-year-old. And Alpha de Bobo, who won the race last year, is still in very, very good form himself. He's only eight. He did have the tongue-tying pieces on this afternoon, but that's not unusual for him. And there could be an awful lot more to come from those two throughout the remainder of the season. Again, ground officially good at Clonmel this afternoon. Both of them more than likely would be seen to a better effect with a bit more cut in the ground. But all in all, the market told the story and it got it dead right.
You mentioned Ken Boy obviously being only a six-year-old, and knowing how the yard likes to campaign its chasers in particular, likely we might see him going for some of the staying Grade Ones in time.
Oh, most certainly, yeah. I mean, this is just a stepping stone for him this afternoon, wasn't it? Again, you might just see him step up in trip to 3 miles. And again, they've made this Christmas festival at Leopardstown so juicy, haven't they, this year, that there's going to be plenty of opportunities for these good style horses to be seen in the coming weeks.
Okay, so that was the Clonmel Oils Chase on Thursday. We're going to turn our attention to look at Friday now, though, and Cheltenham, of course, the first day of the November meeting. And you've picked up two selections for us from the day's racing there, Pimmers.
Yes.
In what race does the first one run?
I'm going to look at the 2:25. It's a steel and plate novices chase. And it's an interesting race, just seven of them declared, but a very, very competitive race, as you'd imagine. And Count Mirabel's interesting, was a winner of three hurdles in a row last year, and then was a runner-up in a Grade 2, goes to chases this time, and again ran really well at Carlisle on debut for the season. Mark Grant rides him, as he usually does, and this son of Three Valleys certainly could be an interesting chaser for the future. Grassastend is interesting. Again, little bit more to find on official ratings, but has run well of late. Jenkins was a ready winner last time out. David Bass teaming up with Nicky Henderson for this one. And then you've got La Brielle, Darrell Jacobs, Ben Pauling here. And this horse has been in good form of late, winning at Huntingdon 12 days ago. It obviously wasn't a difficult race to win. It was just a match, but you can do no more than jump and win. And that was an easy performance for him and sure to have bolstered his confidence. Jerry's back, but we haven't seen him for 633 days. So I would imagine that Jerry will be seen to better effect with the race under his belt.
Once he's been back for a couple of races, you might say.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to have to be, tuned to a high level to get the job done tomorrow. Philip Hobbs out of form last year, been in much better form this year, but I think that absence of 633 days will be difficult to overcome in such a competitive race. White Moon, again, disappointed at Sandown in a Grade 2 last time out, but looks as though he could be a chaser in the making. But my selection is going to be Mr. Whipped, the Nicky Henderson runner, ridden by Jeremiah McGrath. Again, he's a very exciting prospect. He's looked to be a chaser, written all over him in his hurdling days. And I think he's a big, big player tomorrow afternoon. Disappointed in the Albert Bartlett last year, but again, you know, that's no big deal. I'm sure there was an issue on that occasion. Prior to that, his form was rock solid, and he's sure to be readied for his debut over fences tomorrow afternoon. Mr. Whipped for the pin.
Okay, Pimas goes for Mr. Whipped in that steel plating section. And obviously, chase the 225 at Cheltenham. What about your other selection?
This is where some of my systems that are unique to me come into play here.
Unique to you, and definitely haven't been borrowed by Bobby Beavers for the Naps Daily.
Billy Beavers has tried to home into some of my unique systems via my iPond, but that's another story. But this is really nine runners heading to post, and you've only got to look at the race card, listener, to know what the selection is. Can you find it, Jimmy? Don't waste too much time. We don't want too long a pause on this podcast.
It's the fact there's nine runners anything to do with it.
Nothing at all.
Oh, right. Well.
Not at all.
Could the selection possibly be Pim?
Correct. It's the only way forward, isn't it? The only way forward with a name like that. He's a son of Stowaway. He's got some very, very good form in the book. He ran really well at Ascot last time out. I'm sure that stepping up in trip is going to suit him tomorrow afternoon. And there can only be one winner. The Pim.
I think at time of recording, he's actually favourite as well by some sort of magical coincidence.
You think these systems just appear without any thought going into them, Jimmy, don't you? But trust me, there's more to it than you can ever imagine.
The wisdom there of Chris Pimlott on the racing at Cheltenham on Friday. We look forward to it. It's live on Racing Radio. In addition to the rest of the day's action, do join us throughout the afternoon. Join us again tomorrow as well for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. And we look forward to that edition as well, because we're going to be joined for the first time on the podcast by one of William Hill's traders to look ahead to what's being backed ahead of the weekend. So join us for that. But Pimlott, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, listen, the trader, he'll be unique, but there is only one pin.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.